Entropy. Chaos. Oblivion. The forces that shape our destinies watch as we blunder about within our self-imposed asylum. They are observing us from that unfathomable region. That place from which no traveler returns unchanged. From beyond the box.
When the world's gone a little crazy, one thing gets you through. You've got a family to protect, a family who loves you. But even love is not enough to keep you out of harm. We can ask our questions later, and you can fall into my arms. These are the family arms.
Is filmed in front of a live television studio audience.
Honey, I'm home! Janice, now where is that woman?
That woman has been busy making you a pot roast and doing an early evening perimeter sweep.
My favorite.
What, my pot roast?
No, your perimeters. They're always so well swept.
Sometimes I think you only married me for my tactical strategies.
Welcome to the golden age of television. One of many throughout the medium's long history. They say the television screen is nothing if not a window into the American mind, giving us a portal to peek at the propensity of a people. Now imagine a future where the most popular TV show is about a family armed to the teeth. And wonder, what pilot season is this? And should I check my local listings? Tonight's episode, Everybody Loves Fear, by Wayne Raleigh.
Han, where are the 12-gauge pump shells?
Second drawer, dear.
Fred wants to talk about the hedge. Hi, Fred.
How about I trim the hedge? Well, I want to trim the hedge. Oh, is that new roofing on your Suburban, Fred? Very nice. How about your Firestone? Too bad you can't change the tire from inside the car. Idiot. We're down.
How is Fred?
He's locked down at the moment.
Elaine told me that new roofing will stop at 223 Remington from only one lane away.
Ah, he's told it himself. Show him on. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad.
Yay!
Hey, Tiger.
Mom, what does it mean when a girl draws on you?
Aww.
Well, it could mean you're standing too close.
Or it could mean that she likes you. Through before agreeing to go out with me?
Not enough.
Tim, did she take the safety off?
No.
She likes you.
Yeah!
Sarah, come down to dinner, please.
Can't a typical American teenager have any privacy around here?
No meat, no dairy. You live the way you're gonna live, honey. More pot roast for me. What are you doing?
I'm taking off my vest, Dad.
In this family, we wear our bulletproof vests at the dinner table, young lady.
Why?
What is this why business?
What if someone shoots at you, dear? Who's gonna shoot me at the dinner table?
Are you kidding? Your back is completely open from four paces down the hallway.
Your father could shoot at you.
At this range, I wouldn't be likely to miss either.
What if your brother is being shot at as he comes home? He opens the door to get inside and a stray bullet meant for him.
Jeez, Mom.
I'm just saying.
breached protocol 40. I'm not a complete dork.
Good for you, son.
You never know, is all I'm saying.
We're not always going to be around to cover you. But until that day comes, vests at the dinner table.
Ugh, fine.
What's going on? Kids won't wear their Kevlar at the dinner table.
Let's not dwell on it, dear.
Oh, I'm not dwelling, Janice. I'm just wondering what they're teaching kids these days.
I said, let's not dwell, Roger.
Is that a new single action?
Just for around the house.
Mom, it's fine, okay? I'll wear my vest at the table.
Better get it right the first time, Janice.
I can shoot the junk off a ladybug in 60 paces, Roger, and you know it.
That's why I married you, darling. Will you please pass the potatoes?
Will you please put your hands where I can see them and relock your 357 before you do?
Here you are.
Are you and Dad fighting?
Of course not, honey. We're just having a discussion.
And Sarah, how was school today?
Fine.
Did you shoot anyone?
No.
Were you shot at?
Something happened on the quad, but we eat in the student union, so we only heard it. Kenny fired a few rounds out the door, but he was just being Kenny.
Kenny is the student body general.
Shut up, dweeb!
Make me!
Timothy! Do not fire on your sister!
Okay.
Well, was anyone killed?
I don't know. I guess some.
You guess. It's like pulling teeth to get you to tell us about your day.
May I be excused?
You may have been a little hard on her, dear.
Yes, well, when I was a kid, if someone got shot, you knew about it. You knew who it was. You sent your thoughts and prayers. You posted something.
Kids today. Posted something? You mean on Fogey Book?
Going out.
Just hold it right there, young lady. Just where do you think you're going?
There's a dance tonight. I'm going with Denise and Shelby.
Not dressed like that, you're not.
What's wrong with how I'm dressed? It's jeans and a sweater.
Where are your guns?
Your father asked you a question, young lady.
I'm not taking them.
Excuse me?
I'm not taking my guns to the dance, Dad.
Like hell you aren't.
Roger.
Oh, don't Roger me. Do you hear this? She's going out. She doesn't have her gun. She's not wearing her vest. You talk to her, Janice.
They won't even let you in the dance without a gun, honey.
They do now. There is an unarmed section in the back of the gym by the locker rooms. We hang out there.
What? Who is we?
Some kids at school and me made a petition.
I forbid it!
I'm not like you, Dad!
We know! You're trying to find yourself, honey.
No daughter of mine will walk around outside this compound, unarmed, uncovered, unprotected, for the whole world to draw a bead on!
It isn't like that! You don't understand!
I do understand! You are a sitting duck!
I am not afraid, Dad!
Oh. What did you say?
Oh, Sarah!
I'm not going to be afraid anymore.
After everything we've done for you? After everything I've taught you?
Dad!
This is just a phase. You know, you'll grow out of it. You are afraid.
No! No, I'm not. This is me. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to be brave.
Not in this house, you're not.
You can't stop me, Dad. I'm brave. I'm sorry if that hurts you. I'm going to the dance.
You are not leaving this house unafraid, Sarah.
Roger, calm down.
Are you going to shoot me, Dad?
I have to keep you safe.
Roger, for God's sake.
Be afraid.
I'm not a little girl anymore.
Please, be afraid.
I won't. I'm turning around now.
Please, be afraid. Please, be afraid.
I love you, Daddy.
Please, be afraid. Please, be afraid. Please, be afraid.
Why is Dad lying on the floor curled up in a ball like that?
Well, he's either having a complete and total nervous breakdown, or he's got a teenage daughter.
We are the family arms. Sha la 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 la.